Trump tariff actions spur massive foreign company investments in U.S. by Elizabeth Weibel on March 24, 2025. As a result of President Donald Trump's actions on tariffs, the United States has seen a massive increase in investments from foreign countries and several companies, which will create more than 200,000 jobs in the U.S. Trump has used the threat of tariffs on countries such as Canada, Mexico, Venezuela, China, and even the European Union in order to yield significant concessions from countries that are ripping the U.S. off, to force more companies to build in the U.S., and to get other countries to address issues such as drugs and illegal immigration flowing into the U.S. In November 2024, on a post on Truth Social, Trump first announced that he would impose 25% tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico coming into the U.S. Trump explained that they would remain in effect until both countries address the massive flow of illegal aliens and drugs, like fentanyl surging across the border. BBC News reported in February that Trump said he was planning to impose a 10% tariff on China after previously imposing 10% tariff on the country at the beginning of the month. Trump has also previously threatened to impose a 100% tariff on BRICS countries if they try to replace or to create a new BRICS currency that would replace the U.S. dollar. At the beginning of March, Trump hit with Canada with 50% tariffs on steel and aluminum coming into the U.S. from Canada. Trump also threatened to impose more tariffs on Canada if the country did not drop other egregious, long-time tariffs. In response to the threat of tariffs from Trump, Perpac, a Canadian furniture maker, was reported to be closing its manufacturing plant in Delta, British Columbia, and moving its production to its manufacturing plant in North Carolina. As Trump has moved forward with some of his threats to impose tariffs on certain countries, several countries such as Saudi Arabia, India, the United Arab Emirates, UAE, and Japan have announced billions of dollars of investments into the U.S. During a press conference with Trump in February, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi revealed that the two countries would work to more than double bilateral trade to $500 million by 2030, an increase from $190 in 2023, according to CNBC. The White House also recently revealed that the UAE had committed to investing $1.4 trillion into the U.S. over the course of 10 years, Reuters reported. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has also previously said that Saudi Arabia plans to invest $600 billion into the U.S. over the course of 4 years, according to CBS News. Other countries such as the United Kingdom have been reported to be planning to remove its 2% tax on U.S. technology companies. CNN recently reported that the European Union was delaying imposing tariffs on U.S. goods, like whiskey. This delay came after Trump threatened to impose a 200% tariff on all wines, champagnes, and other alcoholic beverages coming from France or other European Union countries, in response to the European Union placing a 50% tariff on whiskey. Trump has also used the threat of 25% tariffs against Colombian President Gustavo Petro in January after Petro said he would not accept deportation flights from the U.S., and refused to allow two deportation flights from the U.S. to land. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt later revealed that the Colombian government had agreed to all of Trump's terms, including the unrestricted acceptance of all illegal aliens from Colombia being deported from the U.S. Companies such as Apple have responded to Trump's actions and threat of tariffs by announcing that it will invest $500 billion into the U.S. as part of Apple's $500 billion investment into the U.S. The company also revealed plans to hire 20,000 American workers over the course of the next 4 years, according to Forbes. In January, Trump announced that Oracle board chair and CTO Larry Ellison, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, and SoftBank CEO Masayoshi Son had teamed up to invest $500 billion into the largest AI infrastructure investment, as part of a project called Stargate. Rolls-Royce also announced that it was planning to shift production to the U.S. During a cabinet meeting on Monday, Trump estimated that roughly $4 trillion worth of companies were moving back to the U.S., or were going to move back. Most recently, Trump revealed that Hyundai would invest $5.8 billion into the U.S. and build a steel plant in Louisiana. Trump also added that this would create almost 1,500 jobs. Reuters also reported that Honda had decided to produce its next Civic hybrid model Indiana, instead of Mexico. A fact sheet from the White House on March 8 revealed that the manufacturing sector in the U.S. gained 10,000 manufacturing jobs during Trump's first full month in office. The fact sheet noted that this was a swift turnaround after losing an average of 9,000 manufacturing jobs per month in the final year of the Biden administration. Per the fact sheet, the rebound in manufacturing jobs was led by the auto sector, which gained nearly 9,000 new jobs in February, the most in 15 months, after losing 27,300 auto jobs in Biden's final year. According to statistics from the Office of the United States Trade Representative, Trump's actions have generated roughly $4.4 billion in new revenue, which includes $2.4 billion from China, $1.2 billion from Mexico, and $720 million from Canada. Charlie Kirk, president and CEO of TPUSA and host of The Charlie Kirk Show, stated, "President Trump is well on his way to reversing decades of failed economic consensus in Washington, D.C., that accomplished little except the hollowing out of our industrial base in exchange for cheap plastic from China. In his first term, President Trump's trade agenda was groundbreaking. This time, it's a full-blown economic revolution that is laying the foundation for a Made in America manufacturing renaissance. The president has already secured major economic, defense and border security-related concessions from trading partners in Europe, Asia and across the Western Hemisphere. Trillions in new investments are flowing to U.S. industry, creating hundreds of thousands of good-paying jobs of the future. And for the first time in years, we're simultaneously seeing a decrease in bloated government payrolls while native-born Americans are getting more private sector jobs than foreign-born workers. This is what Americans voted for, a reaffirmation that the American dream is accessible for a whole new generation of American citizens."